Marking History. I'm Melissa Patrick. Thanks to donations made to the Heritage Partnership, 16 towns in Holmes County will have special historical markers. Holmes County Historical Society Executive Director Mark Bully says that after seeing the success of the Our Town program series, it gave them the idea to give a focus on communities.
5 years ago, we knew the 250 was coming, and we met, the Heritage Partnership Committee met, and we decided that we put a line item in our fundraiser for historic markers, so there'd be historic markers consistent in every community that would look the same throughout the whole county.
Chris Sieverdies, who is the chair of the Historical Marker Project, says that he was a history major and he loves being part of a small town and sharing history, and these markers are a great way to do that.
We just thought, oh, this would be a good thing to do historic markers for each of these towns. They don't get a lot of attention, so this is a way for the residents and the visitors that walk by and read about history.
A committee was formed that included Bully and Sieverdies, Candy Barnhart, Rob Hovis, Sharon Strauss, and David Weiss to put together the details of the project. Bully says that originally they were going to raise funds and then have the towns buy in to help pay for the markers, as they are about $1,800 each. But the fundraising was more successful than they planned, and they had some other money, including bed tax funds. And now all of the markers will be paid for completely by the partnership. The markers will look very similar to a marker the Lions Club did several years ago.
We had a rule of making it 95 words, give or take a couple words, on the marker, and it's on both sides of the marker. And if you wanted to see an example of what a marker looks like, there's the Opera House sign in Millersburg, close to Bags. So, you know, next trip into Bags, stop there and take a look at the Opera House marker.
Sieverdies says that around June, the committee split up all the council and trustee meetings, as not every town had a council, so they needed to go to the trustees.
They took along a 3-page document with the heading Heritage Partnership, because that's who's doing this project, and we had them to look at the guidelines, what we wanted from them, and we were going to do this for free. We had collected for 5 years money through the Heritage Partnership. And it's just everybody reacts to it. It's a cool project to erect a sign on a post and have the community, the town, decide where to put it. And they have to install it. They have to pay for the installation. But we provide the marker and the post and everything for free.
The committee provided an example of what each town's marker could say, and the council or trustees could choose to use what the society provided or come up with their own description. Towns included Benton, Berlin, Big Prairie, Charm, Clark, Farmerstown, Glenmont, Holmesville, Kilbuck, Lakeville, Millersburg, Mount Hope, Nashville, Trail, Walnut Creek, and Winesburg. Sieverdies says that they are using the same company out of Erie, Pennsylvania as the Lions Club used, and that they've already sent 6 of the approved towns so that they could get them started. He says that they have a volunteer truck to pick up the signs.
We're going to go and get them all, 16, when they get all of them get finished. They're going to have a storage situation. They're not that many, a big, you know, it's just 16. When they're finished, we'll go fetch them. And we hope to be able to install them in the month of October, November. That's a totally speculation because it depends on when they get done, all 16 of them. And we don't want a certain ones preempt everybody else. We want to do it as a whole. And it'll be, each one will have its own installation ceremony, if you want to call it that. So that means you can't do them all in one day.
Sieverdies says that he's really enjoyed this project.
I like this project. It's awesome. I'm going to be, I won't call it sad when it's over, but it will be, I'm just feeling good about the accomplishment of doing it. And I really appreciate the committee. They did they did the heavy lifting to get the narrative correct, and that worked. It's good.
There will be an announcement when each of the markers have their installation ceremony, and once they're placed, they will be added to the historical trip across Holmes County map that was created as part of the bicentennial. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday 2 accidents, 6 incidents, and this arrest. Randy Ashton Miller of Glenmont, who is arrested and charged with contempt, failure to support. Ohio is starting a new program to help families who have a child with a cancer diagnosis. First, hospitals will notify families of children with a cancer diagnosis about the program. Then, a navigator, a real person, will help them find government, insurance, and nonprofit resources to help in their fight against the disease. Governor Mike DeWine says the program was inspired by a family who joined him at the announcement. The Zerliden family reached out to the governor for help after their son's cancer diagnosis, which he says he and his team provided. Their son recently passed away, and the governor says the family situation made him realize other families could probably use help navigating the system too. The issue of whether a suspended county judge can remain on the November ballot is now a matter for the Ohio Supreme Court. A legal fight is underway over whether suspended Sandusky County Judge John Ickes can remain on the November ballot. Ickes's opponent, Kimberly Onko, is asking the Ohio Supreme Court to remove his name. The court suspended Ickes from practicing law for 2 years last month over workplace and conflict of interest issues. But the Sandusky County Board of Elections argues that Onko filed her challenge too late. The board acknowledges that if Ickes wins, he cannot take the bench while his license is suspended, and the governor would need to appoint a replacement. The director of the Fulton County Humane Society is calling on state leaders to take action as animal shelters across Ohio continue to face overcrowding. Stephanie Moore says the issue is much bigger than Fulton County, with other shelters reaching out to one another every day for help finding space for animals. She said FCHS has not taken in dogs in months because of the number of animals already in its care. Moore said the shelter is also caring for about 43 cats, despite having a capacity of 25. Moore said she believes the state needs to take a closer look at breeding regulations, particularly when it comes to high-volume breeders. She said Ohio has an opportunity to establish stronger standards for commercial breeders. The woman convicted of killing a 3-year-old child in a North Olmsted supermarket parking lot is fighting for a new trial nearly a year after she was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. At trial, Ellis's defense argued she was not guilty by reason of insanity, but a jury rejected that defense. Ellis was convicted of fatally stabbing 3-year-old Julian Wood in a North Olmsted Giant Eagle parking lot back in June of 2024. Her defense argues there were 3 errors at trial, one being the state's expert repeatedly misstated Ohio's legal standard for insanity. The second, the jury should have been given more information about what happens after an insanity verdict. And the third, they argue Ellis's trial attorneys were ineffective. A Cincinnati man pleaded guilty in federal court Tuesday to vandalizing Vice President J.D. Vance's Cincinnati home. 26-year-old William DeFore pleaded guilty to engaging in acts of physical violence against government officials or property and causing willful injury to property of the United States. According to court documents, around midnight on January 5th, Secret Service agents observed DeFore using a hammer to break large historic glass windows across the front of the protected residence, causing an estimated $28,000 in damage. DeFore then attempted to flee on foot and was detained by Secret Service agents and Cincinnati police officers. He faces up to 20 years in prison. There was a dispute between local authorities and the U.S. Secret Service over what charges should be filed, and now new documents are telling the story of one Cincinnati police officer refusing to file a felony charge against DeFore due to schizophrenia. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that there was a behind-the-scenes dispute between local police and federal agents over the matter. That officer was disciplined days later. And finally, the Venice Film Festival is set to kick off the Fall Film Festival season with its 83rd edition. Stars like Robert Pattinson, George Clooney, and Penelope Cruz are expected to attend. This year, attention may focus on Alex Gibney's documentary about Elon Musk, which explores his rise in power. Other notable films include Julia Lochtev's My Undesirable Friends Part 2, Exile, about independent Russian journalists, and the Gaza-focused documentary NASA. The festival also highlights the ongoing issue of gender disparity, with only one female director in the main competition. The festival runs from September 2nd through September 12th. I'm Melissa Patrick, reporting for Hometown News on WKLM.